Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. My next year is just zooming. It's just zooming along. Yesterday was the 6th of February, and today is the 7th. We've already gone a full 24 hours.
The year is 10% over. I saw that yesterday.
All right, we don't even want to talk about that. Like, it's almost the 4th of July, and as soon as it's the 4th of July, summer is over. It's just over. Okay, everybody says, okay, she's losing it. Let's go to the word, to the Lord in prayer, please. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you and we praise you for your love and your blessings that you give so freely. Guide us with your wisdom. Help me to use my talents and my voice to glorify you and be your instrument of truth. I ask that you watch over President Donald Trump and Vice President Mike Pence. Keep them bold and keep them strong and lead them with your wisdom. May your strength keep them and their families safe as they continue to endure great political, personal persecution. May these times draw them ever closer to you. Be a witness to others. And draw this nation back to you. Bring America home. As we head into a weekend, I ask for the safety of those traveling and for those, and for a peace and a comfort of the time with families and loved ones. I ask that you will bless me as you did Jabez. Increase the territory of CSC Talk Radio that we can glorify you even greater. Help us continue to weather the storms of life and to be your instrument in all things. It is in his precious name, the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. We have seen an awful lot in the political arena. That is just foolishness. It's crazy. I don't know how else to put it. And you know how Beth's mind works. It goes a little stray sometimes. And there's certain kinds of things I think are funny. And the irony of what hit me this morning was the old gloom, despair, and agony on me from Hee Haw. Now, the irony in this is I've written one, and the irony in it is that the left and the Dems all hate the deplorables, and if Hee Haw represented anybody, it was the deplorables. And that's how they view us, like the silliness on Hee Haw, which was hysterical. I know a lot of people didn't like it. I thought it was funny. It was clean, funny, talked about the things in our lives and how we take them, you know. And so I wrote a little gloom, despair, an agony on me today, just to get us started. I'm not going to sing it.
Oh, come on.
Not going to sing it, because I don't have my jug to blow in. I don't have my jug, and I don't have anybody with the little banjo back behind me. So when you get that, I'll sing it, okay?
All right.
You make that happen.
It's on my list.
Okay. I tried to get him to sing along and bring the jug in, but he said no. But it's gloom, despair, and agony on thee. Deep, dark state depression, excessive misery. If it weren't for nonsense, they'd have no sense at all. Gloom, despair, and agony on thee. Pelosi went to the State of the Union. She fidgeted in great confusion. When it was all over, she stood for all to see and ripped up federal documents to spite the presidency. Her actions now have backfired. The papers have been served. The Republic now has spoken. Her jail cell is reserved. Gloom, gloom, despair, and agony on thee. Deep, dark state, depression, excessive misery. If it weren't for nonsense, they'd have no sense at all. Gloom, despair, and agony on thee. I hope you enjoyed that. I had a lot of fun putting it together, and I had Rudy help me with just a little bit of it, so we'll give him a little credit there, too. You know, I have some fun when I get into these writings, and I hope you realize that. It is all about the fun. But I maybe, if I can muster up my creativity, I may do a series of these. And, you know, it may not always be the Dems. You know, we could do one for Mitt Romney, because he's had a little struggle lately in life. And it's backfiring on him. But the Dems are losing it. It's pathetic at every turn. And the saddest part of this is the draining of the swamp is what we're witnessing. And they're fighting. Like any trapped wild animal, they're fighting. Tooth and toenail. They're clawing. And they have made it very clear that their attacks on this president and this administration is not going to stop. Well, before I get real serious, I want to share somebody else's writings, and I thought somebody else must think about as weird as I do, and so maybe I should start sending some of my writings to some of these other people. This is written by Joe Long, and it's his homily for Romney. I want to say Romney, but it's his homily for Romney. So Mitt Romney shifted gears. And we listen to them grind, like his teeth, because the nations left him far behind. For the moment, his new friends smile in cold satisfaction. But he'll find his shifting principles won't gain him any traction. Those who now sing fulsome praise found him disgusting once, of course. They haven't really changed their minds. It's we who trusted who feel remorse. I thought that was pretty good, pretty well put together. Not as good as Pelosi the Ripper, but it was okay. And I did fine-tune Pelosi the Ripper. I spent most of the afternoon, and I made Rudy stop what he was doing and come help me.
Careful what you call me.
But I should probably do a series of these as well. My old boss used to do we'd get him some kind of crazy article, and he would write an article entitled Ignorance Gone to Seed. And when it got really bad, it was Ignorance in Full Bloom. And he doesn't have that copyrighted or anything, so maybe in his honor I should start that back up and continue it. I haven't been able to get back to our newsletter because the revenue has just not picked up. But if I ever do, all of you who had once upon a time ordered that, you will be getting it, and I promise you that. But here's an article that is definitely ignorance gone to seed, and part of it just angers me. But the school police were called in for a 6-year-old girl who has Down syndrome after she pointed her finger like a gun gesture and she said, "I shoot you." Now, whether she had Down syndrome or was I don't want to offend anybody, or was a normal child.
Mainstream
child, okay. Healthy. The 6-year-olds really don't know what they're doing. They really don't know what they're saying. Do you really need backup for a 6-year-old? If you do, you're probably in the wrong profession as a teacher. If you can't handle a 6-year-old, you're in the wrong profession. Now, I could understand taking the 6-year-old aside and maybe even talking to the parents. I don't even think you should have had to talk to the parents. But take the 6-year-old to the side. I know I've upset you. I know I've frustrated you. But you don't point your finger as a gun. You don't point a gun, even a squirt gun. Okay, you can point a squirt gun. You have to point a squirt gun at somebody. This is ignorance gone to seed for sure, and it is an example, it is a symptom of a very sick nation that has lost its way. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. When we come back, I think we will have Daniel Turner with us. He had an appointment with Varney on Fox Business this morning, but I think he's going to be with us You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we will be right back. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty to your table. For those of you who want to display your patriot hearts, set your table with liberty. The new patriotic flatware pattern by Liberty Tabletop. Your dining table sets the mood for the American family and the American dream. Liberty honors our fallen heroes, the Liberty Bell, We the People with Stars and Stripes, our American Eagle, and the Statue of Liberty. Each piece of the Liberty flatware pattern is an art with elegance, high-quality work, and high-quality 1810 stainless American steel. Each piece is unique while conveying the same patriotic message, liberty for all, and we love America. Order your set now and a set as a gift for a special patriot in your life. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty home to your table. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive a discount. LibertyTabletop.com or call them 844-386-2338. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the Range. We have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We have on the line Daniel Turner. Daniel, how are you today?
Beth Ann, I am great. I hope you are as well. It's always a pleasure to be with you.
Well, you've missed all my silliness. I wrote a little tune. I didn't sing it, but I wrote a little tune about gloom, despair, and agony on me. I don't know if you're maybe way too young to remember Hee Haw, unless you watch some kind of crazy YouTubes or reruns or something. And so I did one for the Democrats and for Pelosi. Gloom, despair, and agony on me, on thee. Deep, dark state, depression, excessive misery. If it weren't for nonsense, they'd have no sense at all. Gloom, despair, and agony on thee. So then I elaborated, but I'll share that with you another time. You never know what you're going to get into here.
No, and I think you're absolutely right. They are a gloomy and despair, people of despair. They're a very
desperate,
joyless, hopeless people.
They are. But we had some victory this week, and we can't let that go to our heads because they've already started with more. They've already called, subpoenaed three different people, and it's just not going to stop.
No, and they will keep this going, I think, through the rest of the year. I think if you are the Democrat leadership, you realize you don't have much of a message to run on. We added 225,000 jobs in the month of January.
I got that in front of me, those, yes.
Yeah, I mean, those are our working class, blue-collar jobs, and those people and salaries are up, you know, more than 5%. Even the New York Times had to admit that salaries among African Americans are on the rise as well, and it must have broken their heart to have to admit that. So if you're the Dems and this is the landscape you see, you can't run against it, so you have to run against something fabricated. So they will continue to find whistleblowers. They'll continue to find people who overheard a phone call, and Schiff and Nadler will do their job because it will spin the media. It will get them all up in a frenzy. They can blast the president for cover-ups. And then if you're on the campaign trail, whoever the nominee is can say, and this president under investigation again for crimes against the people. And they'll just continue that all year.
And the people will go.
Exactly.
Except for the ones that are crazy. But, you know, something that I noticed in the State of the Union, and then I have another question for you, then I'm going to let you have it, was that when the president was elaborating on the jobs that have been added, they were upset, and they were even more upset when he said we have less people on food stamps and welfare. Because they'd rather keep Americans on welfare forever than to have Americans working.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
And that's how they judge their success.
and that's why they didn't stand when that cute little 11-year-old girl was given a scholarship to the school of her choice, because if they let people choose their schools, they will not choose government schools. No one would for the most part, choose a government school, except those school systems, that are in such affluent neighborhoods. I mean, there are public schools in Montgomery County and in Fairfax, where I live here in D.C. suburbs. That are wonderful public schools, but the average home, you know, is making $300,000 a year, and the average house is $1 million a year, and they won't let that little black girl go to their school because she doesn't live in the district, right? But imagine if she had the opportunity to go wherever she wanted. And so since they can't, they can't allow people to have choice of their private insurance, right? Their school. And if they're on the government food stamp program as well, it's just more control they have over people. And that's what their party is about, control.
That's exactly what it's about. Did you watch the president when he gave his speech after yesterday afternoon to those, you know, thanking them for what they did bragging a little bit about his acquittal and giving thanks and really stroking his family and thanking them for sticking with him. He said, this wasn't what we signed up for. And did you get to see that?
I did. And I think he is entitled to a victory lap because there's no doubt has been a very difficult, couple of years. And you can dislike the president for a number of things and disagree with his agenda. But to fabricate crimes against him and do this whole mock court and tie up the nation in for 3 years of this. I mean,
well, and the
people
media,
have to remember.
The media hates him, so they always say it was dark. It was a dark speech at the State of the Union. It was all full of lies. And then yesterday it was dark. He just can't let it go. He's obsessed with Pelosi and he won't let it go. And it's like, oh, my gosh, what do they watch?
Yeah. And for a person who has been through this ordeal, I think for the most part, he's still pretty resolute, right? He still has a pep in his step and he's still doing what he needs to do. And I think those rallies give him an awful lot of spark and a lot of rejuvenation. But, you know, they have not browbeaten him the way. And that's a funny montage of photos that people constantly refer to, the way the president looks when they ran for office and the way they looked as the office started to affect them. There's no doubt the weight of the presidency must be astronomical. You look at the way Bush aged. You look at the way Obama aged. Doesn't seem
but
to
I
be taking
that
toll on
much.
The president. No.
I have,
no.
But I have seen Pelosi has aged.
Yeah.
And I mean that sincerely. I told my husband this several weeks ago. I said, you know, the president has been under so much. And I said, we watch our presidents. whether you like them or not, we watch each one of them age quickly. And I said, I'm not, of course, I know he's still coloring his hair. He's taking care of himself. But he doesn't seem to have aged in these 3 years like you would think he would have. But I have noticed that those that are ramming things against him, they have aged.
Yeah, without a doubt. And I think I was talking about this with my mom, actually, and commenting on Pelosi and her sense of sometimes confusion and struggling to get words out. And my mom, which I thought was a great insight, said, oh, that's not necessarily age. That's what happens when you've been telling lies for so long. You're trying to remember what lie you told last. And these folks, this is what they've been doing for the last couple of years. And so she's trying to remember what version of the story are we up to. Are we still talking about Michael Avenatti? Are we still talking about Stormy Daniels? Remember, World War III was going to break out with Soleimani strikes just a couple of weeks ago, and net neutrality was going to kill us all when that was repealed 2 years ago. And we've just had fake controversy after fake controversy for years now. And I think the American people are really just tired of it. And that's why
the poll
numbers are good for the president. And look at the Iowa turnout was lackluster. Why go out and vote for a Democrat? There's no reason.
They should have been able to count those votes on one finger. No, I'm just kidding. but I have a really funny cartoon I'll have to send you after the show that I got it this morning. And it shows these two women, and they're out protesting climate change. And they're holding signs. And the sign looks pretty tattered. She says, this old sign, it belonged to my great-great-grandmother. And it says, the world will end in 12 years. I just rolled laughing on that one. I thought it was so funny. But anyway, so what you been doing all week now that I've about used all your time?
Oh, we've been on the road doing an awful lot of work. And the thing that's been preoccupying my time right now is, and hopefully I have an op-ed coming out today on it and on Fox, is the Bernie Sanders proposed fracking ban and just what that means to the president, what it means to the energy industry, what it means to literally millions of jobs on the line, and just the stupidity and short-sightedness. It obviously is going to go nowhere because they can't get it out of committee and the president would veto it even if they had the votes. But it's just an interesting reminder of who is the radical progressive left and what they stand for. And this is not a proposal to make us safer or stronger or increase opportunity or lower costs. This is a proposal to fire 4 million people directly and probably 10 million more indirectly who work in this industry and make gas prices higher, make oil prices higher, weaken our nation. It's sad that a proposal this radical isn't being talked about in the media. It's just accepted as, well, that's what the progressive left does. And so we're trying to highlight it.
Where can we find your op-ed when you put it out?
I will send you the link. It should be on foxnews.com. And they said hopefully this morning, so I've been looking out for it to tweet
it
out.
All right. And you're headed to Varney Show, right?
I just did that earlier this morning.
Oh, you just did that. Oh, I keep forgetting. They're an hour ahead of us. Sorry. Thank you, Daniel. You have a great weekend. I appreciate
you
so much. Thank you. God bless. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. When we come back, we're going to get an update from Terry Owens on the lawsuit that he has going on here in the state of Missouri. And we'll see what's happening there. And we will be right back.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from legal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power. with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Nothing is more important than protecting your family and property. That's why you should make a free call right now to Vivint, the number one smart home services provider in the U.S. Vivint will make your home safer and more secure with a state-of-the-art system that's so simple to use. Vivint smart home specialists provide award-winning monitoring of your system 24/7, 365 to respond to any emergency, even when you can't. And with the 4.5-star rated Vivint smart home mobile app, control your entire house from anywhere. Locks, cameras, security system, all at your fingertips on your mobile device. Call Vivint now and get a free quote, professional installation, and full smart home service for as little as $2 per day. Equipment purchase or service agreement required. Conditions apply. Call now. A smart home is a safer home. So protect your family and your property, home or business, with a Vivint smart home system.
Call 800-510-4403. That's 800-510-4403. Call now. 800-510-4403.
For such a time as this, we know that the heart of a nation takes on the heart of its people. If the people have turned from God, the nation is doomed in sin. God is in control of all nations and their leaders. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. The future of this nation is relying on the bended knees of the people, God's people. Will you accept this challenge to sacrifice 5 minutes a day to kneel and to pray for such a time as this? Queen Esther was put in place by God to save her people. You have that same obligation now. Will you humble yourselves and pray, ask forgiveness, and trust in our God to heal our land and bring America home?
You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're going to have with us here, at least for this segment, maybe two, depends on how fast he talks or how much information he has to give us an update. We have Terry Owens with us. If you'll remember, he's going through a legal lawsuit with Central Bank here in the state of Missouri, and we're going to have him give us a little update on that. Terry, how are you doing this morning?
Well, hey, it's a very good morning to you. It's nice you let a redneck on talk on your show.
Well, I am a redneck, so we're in good company.
Yeah, well, we happen to have some star-studded information for you today, and based on the last show, it's went forward. And it's kind of hard for people to wrap their mind around this because people are pretty trusting in Missouri. And they're not going to believe, you know, what I had to tell them the first time. Well, it all wraps around basically back in 2007, I went to Boone County National Bank and applied for a credit card. Well, it wasn't a credit card. The names, I'm just going to have to fast forward this a little bit. The the name that's on probably 2 to 5 million credit applications. I don't care where it's your home mortgage, your retail installment loan, your debit card, your credit card. It's not a bank. It is an imitation of the name, the Central Trust Bank. And this all started when I sent an open records request to Casey Clark, the Secretary of State, and all I was doing was checking out to see who these names were. They were in my credit files. I never heard of them. She came back under oath and stated that Central Trust Bank is not an entity, and that is the name that is on all of these credit applications. And it goes from there. Anybody can go to MissouriCaseNet.com right now. There's well over 3,000 documented false claims of the phony credit card applications that people were sued under in all the Missouri Associate County Courts, from, you name it, from St. Louis to Podunksville. And every one of those folks have a right to turn right around and void out that phony judgment and not only sue this phony outfit called Central Bank. They now have a claim against the judge, the court clerks, and whoever touched this bad boy, because they are false claims. Present time, moving fast forward, we have two Democratic federal judges in Springfield, Missouri. One's Doug Harpool, used to be a state rep. The other one, Roseanne Ketchmark, I don't know too much about her, other than both of them have falsified federal court records. All the orders are falsified in three cases. One is on an appeal. Two are involved in racketeering, extortion, engaging in monetary transactions. The amount of criminal misconduct that these people are liable for is like something nobody's ever seen before. And so basically what I'm telling everybody to do, that, if I can use the word, it got hosed, and it's getting hosed right now. You can take your credit application to the Division of Finance right now. Don't wait till tomorrow morning. Get off your butt. Take a credit card application, whatever it is, your home loan, and take it right to the Division of Finance right now and go in there and talk to the custodian of records, nobody else, and demand to know if that name that is on that agreement is a legitimate corporate entity. And the name to that, I can tell you the answer to that right now, they're going to throw you out of that office, which is the opposite of what they are supposed to do. There is no name that has ever been chartered by the name of Central Trust Bank since 1902. The real entity, and to fast forward this even more, in 2016, by law, myself and Gary Norman of Springfield, Missouri, put together a 13-page Fair Credit Reporting Act under law, a direct dispute to Bank Card Services. Now, it didn't go to the head honcho, Ron K. Medine, which we'll talk about in a moment. It went to Al Stoneham. Now, Al Stoneham is the head honcho there. If he's still there or not, I doubt it. He was a bank card director. We asked him, was a simple question, is there a creditor? We didn't ask him under what name. We just wanted to know, Beth Ann, do you guys have a creditor? Well, it was too hot to handle for him, and it also went to the Missouri Attorney General's office. And the lady that worked there called the next day and was absolutely flabbergasted at what Central Bank is doing. She had no idea what they was up to. So to move forward, I'm assuming that Mr. Al Stoneham didn't want to answer that because of the previous lawsuit, and probably walked it across the aisle and gave it to Ron K. Medine, and he screwed up in the biggest way possible. He actually answered that under oath during his tenure and dropped the word "the" off all of our paperwork, and he refused to identify if there was a creditor. So guess what? In Missouri, Illinois, Kansas, and Oklahoma, if you have any one of these credit applications, you have a right to literally sue the back end of these morons and put them in a prison cell. We've already documented. We've already been in the courts. We've already grabbed all of these. We've looked at way too many of the actual lawsuits that were filed regarding credit cards. None of the applications are ever attached for good reason. They do not want you to know that that name on there is a fake. And the predicate actors are, of course, the dominant name is the Central Trust Bank, the holding company, Boone County National Bank, First National Bank of Audrain County, Central Bank of Lake of the Ozarks, City Bank and Trust Company, Empire Bank, First Central Bank, First National Bank of St. Louis, Metcalf Bank, Jefferson Bank of Missouri, OMB Bank and Trust Company, Ozark Mountain Bank, Third National Bank, Central Trust and Investment, Investor Services Insurance Incorporated, Central Trust and Investment Company and Dogwood Insurance Agency, Central Mortgage Company, Central Bank of Audrain County, Central Trust and Investment, TransUnion, Equifax, and Experian. And here's what really people can't imagine.
You recognize that name, Equifax.
Yeah.
It's not like Equifax, they have a big trouble
just
before.
Just recently had to bail themselves out with a $500 million claim.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's
baby crap
to what's going on here.
Okay, so.
Pardon me?
Let's fast forward to now.
Yeah.
How are you sitting on this lawsuit? I mean, how is anything progressing, or are they just kind of keeping you on hold? Or
Yes. Well, here's the situation that we're going to tackle today. The judge, if there is a judge assigned to this case, we don't believe it. All of the orders are falsified. They're forgeries. They were never mailed to us. They're all defective. All of them. They never put them in the mail to us. So they kind of forced us to file an amended complaint. We did that. Well, we just whooped them, and they never answered for the second time. We
Hang on, Terry. We're headed into a break. We're going to have to get back to that when we come back from this break. All right? You're listening to CST Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting with Terry Owens. We're getting an update on the lawsuit that he has going on here in the state of Missouri. And we will be right back.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Liberty Oil Field Services brings you the following fracking facts. Did you know fracking is the reason America is now number one in oil and natural gas production? Thanks to the fracking industry, America's energy is more efficient, more affordable, and our air is cleaner. America is now exporting fuel and making America great again. Fracking is not the enemy of America. The Dems want to ban our natural resources for the sake of climate change. But banning fracking would knock America back to being dependent on other countries for our energy. So, America is fueling up with fracking. This message is brought to you by the best darn frack company, period, Liberty Oilfield Services. Learn more about fracking at libertyfrack.com. Liberty Oilfield Services, bringing America home with life, liberty, and fracking. Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. You've all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to my listeners. You can get deep discounts on MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. I use MyPillow and so does my husband. We sleep better and wake more refreshed, ready to conquer a new day. You can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, Mike is bringing back the BOGO offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free. Enter promo code BethAnn. Call 1-800-978-6168 for these great radio specials. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. We're in the final segment of today's show, and Terry, I have to apologize. I was watching the clock, but I thought you could finish that in that 1 minute, and I was wrong. So I'm going to let you get back to where you were. I do apologize.
Yeah, well, in regards to before I hit on the three consumer reporting agencies, I do have to touch on Ron K. Medin. This guy is in charge, was in charge, of running his whole outfit. Now, he's a lawyer. He's got three oaths of office. He did not retire. He left his job about 7 days after he got wind of his filing the two racketeering suits. He's named in there. And the people that are trying to stop all this is Cook, is none other than Cook, Vetter, Deerhoff, and Landwehr. They're named as co-defendants. They're the ones, along with a handful of other law firms, have been involved in falsifying the Missouri court records on all the false claims. And it's just unbelievable. But, yeah, all three consumer reporting agencies are all in on it with them. So they have somebody at an incredibly high level that is allowing this scam to go forward. And all you have to do is take that credit application right to the Missouri, what we call them, the diversion of finance, and demand to know, is that name that's on my credit application an incorporated company in the state of Missouri? And the answer to that is already known, and that's a no. It's an imitation of the Central Trust Bank. It's a counterfeit. It is a fictitious obligation right there on the application.
Okay, so we're in the last few minutes here, and I want to make sure I've got it straight in my head. The Central Trust Bank is an actual bank, but yes, when we see it just as Central Bank, then it's illegitimate. That's what you're telling us.
Well, it's a little bit more than that. The actual entity, of course, is the Central Trust Bank. They imitated it. They went around the laws that you have to just simply apply to amend the name, to change the name, and they refused to do that. And that's racketeering and extortion. Is the day is long. There is no creditor. It's a big $10 billion theft. End of story.
Okay. And they're doing this to get out of taxes, paying taxes on some of
them? Oh, my God. Well, yeah, first of all, they have, when they go into these courts, okay, they're scamming the people. I was one of them. And so they have an under-operating, what you would call a contract that is not performing. So they get to take money twice by going through the court process, and absolutely everything they're touching is being falsified. Their tax returns, the corporate, the individual. The bottom line is it's the largest, in plain view, extortion scam that's going on right now. And they certainly don't want me talking about it.
Well, nobody in the black suit has come to the door yet, so they probably can't find me here.
They're in violation of the collection of an unlawful debt in the Hobbs Act and a whole lot more.
Okay. What's the next step? I know you're waiting. What's the next step?
Oh, well, we made an entry notice under Rule 55A. This judge, if we actually have one, assign you the case, which we don't think there is, this lady judge and these court clerks are refusing to even do their duty. And it's not non-discretionary. They have to enter the notice of the fact that they've never answered the complaint. So they have two judges in their back pockets, what I'm trying to tell you.
I got that part.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, they want to shut us up. They don't want us to get paid, and they don't want basically 2 to 5 million people to find out that they could all stop payment and go sue the living daylights out of them right now in 4 states minimum.
So have they offered you any money to be quiet?
Well, they haven't yet, and that's a good question. They're so arrogant. They could have went right to mediation and shut the thing down.
Right.
Okay, that's usually what happens, and federal courts are really good about that. Just get us out of here and go to mediation. Instead, they're doing what they're doing. They're digging themselves a hole. And so today, and you'll have it by next week, we're finally get rid of this judge a second time. All the orders have never been mailed to us. They're all falsified. They want to try and stay away from the Mail Fraud Act.
Interesting. Very interesting.
Yeah. None of the orders, all of the orders are forged.
Wow.
And this is by two judges now. One, she has to know what's going on. And her name is Roseanne Ketchmar. And, I mean, when I was a kid and you was a kid growing up, you know, I thought, okay, we had a great judicial system. And we do have some good judges in the Eighth Circuit, who knows what's going on. So basically we have that, and the people that I've talked to at their offices in the Secretary of State hate what these guys are doing. They can't seem to do anything about it. So
they're
a lot of ammunition to use in a court case.
You know, Terry, this isn't any different than what's going on in the political arena. This is all politics, and they've got a racket going, and they're making money, and the American people are not. And, you know, you think you got good people representing you, and then next thing you know, they've got their hands in the till as well. I'm going to have to let you go.
And one other thing I want to let you know is everybody in St. Louis that got harmed when the St. Louis Rams got jerked out of that city. The guy, Stan Kroenke, is one of the additional directors. Now, he knows exactly what's going on. So if the St. Louis Rams were legitimately bought with extorted money, that contract's null and void, and that team would have to come back to St. Louis, and guess what? Putting 10,000 jobs right back to where they were. And that is a big thing.
It is a
so
big
all
time.
You people
it
in St. Louis are listening to this, and all you sports fans like me, here's your
oh,
opportunity
geez, right?
to go after this buffoon called Stan Kroenke.
I got to let you go, Terry. We are 30 seconds till end. So I appreciate what you're doing. Pray for you as you continue this. I know it's a lot of stress. Thank you so much. And I hope that everyone listening.
No problem.
All right. I hope that everyone's listening to all that. It's really so deep and confusing and all over the place that it's unreal to even think of. Yet so is the deep state in D.C. It's like, what happened? Well, we blinked. We quit watching. We quit holding people responsible. Just like what Pelosi did this week is they filed against her. But is anything going to happen? Unless it does, the American people have no justice. Because she is doing you wrong. They all are. And they're going to continue to hammer at your president. You've been listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I hope we didn't discourage you with what's going on here in Missouri. We just want you to be aware. Always be aware. Read that fine print. And think about what's really happening, and let's do all that we can to bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business. Grow common sense. And together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio. A Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty, Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience and gold and silver trading be your investment guide. From precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.